The shorter catechism question this week is number 29. How are we made partakers of the redemption purchased by Christ? And the answer is, we are made partakers of the redemption purchased by Christ by the effectual application of it to us by His Holy Spirit. Now, that is something that is going to begin, or that is something that begins, with effectual calling, actually with regeneration, and then effectual calling and so forth. There is an ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in justification, adoption, sanctification, and the several benefits that accompany them. There's an ongoing work in which the Holy Spirit applies to us the redemption that is purchased by Christ, and we will get to each of those. The main thing in this question and answer is that just as it is God Himself who redeems us, in which He especially makes the second person of the Godhead as the one who becomes man in order to purchase redemption for us, to accomplish redemption for us, it is also God Himself who applies the redemption to us. And in the application of redemption, He highlights especially to us the work of the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. And not just the Holy Spirit as He proceeds eternally from the Father and from the Son, but the Holy Spirit as a gift from the Son in His office as mediator, or in His role as mediator, because He says that He has to ascend to the Father. In order to give the other helper, the Holy Spirit, whom He pours out, and whose pouring out He also signifies to us in our water baptisms. So that it is especially the Son who accomplishes our redemption, and it is especially the Spirit who applies our redemption. So the Lord tells us in Titus 3, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done." Okay, so there he's talking about Jesus appearing and accomplishing our redemption. And he says, when God our Savior, His kindness and His love, His salvation toward man appeared, all of that of God appeared in Jesus Christ, not by works of righteousness which we have done. No, it was the works of righteousness which Jesus had done. It was the works of kindness and power and deliverance which Jesus has done. Well, what comes after that accomplishing of our redemption? It is the application of our redemption. And so the "not by works of righteousness which we have done" applies both to the accomplishing in verse 4 and then the applying, which we now hear about as verse 5 continues. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." And so, it is God, the triune God, who pours out His Spirit upon us, pours out the third person of the Godhead upon us, as it were. But it is especially through the second person of the Godhead, as the God-man, as our mediator, in His ascended, seated glory. And this is great testimony to the fact that even in His human nature, Jesus is still a divine person, because it is a human on the throne of glory who has poured out God, the Holy Spirit, on us. And how can a human pour out God? Well, it is because although He has a full and true human nature, the nature is not the person. You have the one person with the two natures. And He, the one person, acts by each nature in the manner that is appropriate to that nature. And so He is the one who has poured out his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit then, what he does is especially apply the redemption that Jesus has accomplished. And then the two things come together, the justification in verse 7, which is especially accomplished by Jesus in his life and death and resurrection, and then our inheritance, which includes our own personal justification in time, the application of Christ's work to us by his Spirit through faith, but also the Spirit's ongoing work, including up to the last day and unto all eternity, bringing us into our inheritance and sustaining us in enjoying our inheritance. So Titus 3:7 says that, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So the whole thing altogether, Titus 3:4-7, but when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly, through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So the main point of our question then, how are we made partakers of the redemption purchased by Christ, is that God himself, who has purchased our redemption, is also the one who applies to us our redemption. So you could just answer with one word, God. But the full answer that we have in the shorter catechism is, we are made partakers of the redemption purchased by Christ by the effectual application of it to us by his Holy Spirit.